Aging Today is made possible in part by FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy and the Claude Pepper Center, researching the challenges and possibilities of an aging society.
This week's Aging Today question is, how can older pedestrians avoid injury? Thanks to Ann Barrett, Pepper Institute Director, for this week's script. We all know that walking has many benefits. It improves health, saves money, and reduces pollution. But pedestrians' risk of injury is at its highest level in 3 decades. This is partly due to the popularity of light trucks and SUVs, which are far more lethal than cars. Risks are especially high for older adults. The longer time they need to cross the street increases the danger, and their greater frailty increases the severity of any injury. Defensive walking can help, however. Pedestrians of any age can wear brightly colored clothing during the day and reflective materials at night. They can walk with their heads up and eyes scanning traffic, and they can avoid using handheld electronic devices. If sidewalks are unavailable, walking to face oncoming traffic is safest. It is also critical to make eye contact with oncoming drivers before crossing, to pay special attention to the possibility of turning cars, and to use marked crosswalks whenever possible.
Listen to archives of Aging Today at WFSU.org/Aging Today. Aging Today is a service of FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy, the Claude Pepper Center, and WFSU. Content provided is the opinion of the sponsors and not of WFSU.